Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the European Show. I'm your host, Mo Stewart. It's the end of the season, which means it's time to do our season reviews. And we are going to start with the Bundesliga, which has arguably been the most exciting, enticing league in Europe. And who better to speak to about the Bundesliga than everybody's favorite commentator, everybody's favorite wizened head on the Bundesliga, Mr. Kevin Hatchard? Kevin, I'm not sure how we're going to do this in 30 minutes, but damn it, let's give it a go.
We can do it. I believe in us. We can do this.
Okay, well, without any further ado, there's really only one place we can start, and I'm absolutely delighted to not have to start with Bayern Munich for a change. It's Bayer Leverkusen. It has to be Bayer Leverkusen. One of the most incredible seasons from any team ever. One Ademola Lookman hat trick away from immortality and a treble. But I want to rewind the clock to August 11th, day before the German Super Cup final. We were talking about Leverkusen. We were talking about a team that was in relegation trouble the year before until Xabi Alonso got in the building. Admittedly, they got to the Europa League semis, but they were never higher than sixth that last season, and they went winless in the last five games. Then they lost two very influential players in Moussa Diaby and Kamer Demirbay. What were your expectations at the start of the season for them?
I think the expectations were to challenge for a Champions League spot. I think that was their primary task, was to try and break up that little, not cartel, that's the wrong word, but generally Leipzig are in there, generally Bayern are in there, generally Dortmund are in there. So I think there was an opportunity for a team to jump in there and make sure that they got the other Champions League spot. As it happened, they just built momentum throughout the season. And you look at the players they brought in, Alex Grimaldo on a free from Benfica, you thought, okay, that's really smart. It's a really interesting piece of business. Granit Xhaka going there, felt that that was going to be, an experienced player who could really help them. Victor Boniface, you knew he was a goal scorer, but you also knew that he had injury problems. And so you looked at it and thought, this looks like a good squad. They've got a good chance of having a swing at that top four. And then it just grew and grew and grew. And the longer they went without losing, the stronger they became. I think that draw at Bayern was very important because to come back in the way that they did, I actually thought they could have won that game. I know they scored a penalty really late to snatch a point, but actually, I thought they played Bayern off the park in that second half. So they got the early win against Leipzig and that caught the eye. And yeah, what you realized fairly quickly was that this was a team that could do damage in lots of different ways. It could be Boniface, it could be Wirtz, doing his thing in the number 10 position. It could be out wide with Grimaldo and Frimpong.